In this bulletin, South Australia enters the final day of its COVID-19 lockdown. Joe Biden's win in the US state of Georgia confirmed by a recount. And in sport, FIFA introduces new regulations to protect the rights of female footballers. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. South Australia has entered its final day of lockdown, with the stay-at-home order to be removed tonight. Police have formed a task force to investigate misleading information given to contact tracers who've been trying to contain a COVID-19 cluster in Adelaide. Assistant Commissioner Peter Harvey will lead the 20-member Task Force Protect to investigate the circumstances surrounding information provided to contact tracing teams. Commissioner Grant Stevens says it's been prompted by an infected person lying about working at an Adelaide pizza bar.
The lie was the person claimed that they'd purchased a pizza from the pizza shop, where in fact they were working there and had been working there for several shifts. That clearly changes the circumstances.
Victoria is aiming to record a 22nd consecutive day without a positive COVID-19 case or death. But late last night, state officials issued a public health alert urging residents in Altona and surrounding suburbs to get tested. It comes after coronavirus fragments were detected in wastewater collected from a sewage catchment in southwest Melbourne. Authorities are analysing sewage for traces of COVID-19 at 50 wastewater treatment plants across the state. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it's formally asked United States regulators to allow emergency use of its coronavirus vaccine. It comes just days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appeared 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. If approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration, the US could begin the rollout of millions of doses of the vaccine as early as next month. Meanwhile, British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the government has formally asked its medical regulator to assess the vaccine for its suitability.
If the regulator approves a vaccine, we will be ready to start the vaccination next month, with the bulk of the rollout in the new year.
The number of COVID-19 infections in Europe has surpassed the 15 million mark. While it took the region nearly 9 months to record its first 5 million cases, the next 10 million were reported in less than 2 months. Europe accounts for 26% of the global case tally of 57 million and 25% of the 1.3 million deaths worldwide. France is the worst affected nation in the region, ranking globally behind only the United States, India and Brazil. United States President Donald Trump's bid to overturn the November election result has been dealt another blow, with a recount confirming he's lost in Georgia. President-elect Joe Biden is preparing to take office on the 20th of January, but Mr. Trump is refusing to concede and is continuing to challenge the results in a number of states, making false allegations of widespread voter fraud. Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says a manual recount and audit of all ballots cast in his state have confirmed that Mr. Biden is the winner.
Working as an engineer throughout my life, I live by the motto that numbers don't lie. As Secretary of State, I believe that the numbers that we have presented today are correct. The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office, or of courts, or of either campaigns.
To football, and FIFA is introducing new regulations to protect the rights of professional female players. The governing body is expected to mandate at least 14 weeks maternity leave, paid at a minimum of two-thirds of a player's salary. Clubs that terminate a player's contract for becoming pregnant will face fines and be required to pay compensation. The chairman of FIFA's Football Stakeholders Committee, Victor Montagliani, says clubs can choose to go further.
All in all, this regulatory framework really, at the end of the day, underpins conditions that our female players in the world now can enjoy a long and healthy career. And this supports them not only as footballers, but it also supports them as parents.
And now for a look at today's weather. mostly sunny in Perth and 26, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 37, similar conditions in Melbourne and 26, mostly sunny in Hobart, 21, similar conditions in Canberra and 29, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 22, much the same in Sydney and 24, partly cloudy in Newcastle as well and 25, sunny in Brisbane and 29, a shower or two in Cairns, 30, and a possible shower or storm in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.